Welcome back. My next guest is Nestor Aparicio, here to talk about all things going on in Baltimore this weekend on Baltimore Positive 1570 AM WNST. Nestor, welcome in.
I remember when Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks, the mayor got together and they put the Billy Joel Ravens jersey up after the Orioles did that a couple of years. That was going to be the biggest thing in town my birthday week, right? The Billy Joel concert. Now, all of a sudden it is, the Queen concert the other night with, dogs and cats. I have to book a flight to Arlington, Texas. I don't even like Dallas. You know that, right?
I know,
Dallas
I
is my
know.
least favorite place probably on earth, and I'm going to spend
Why is
the day there.
that? Why don't you like Dallas?
Just awful place, awful people, nothing to do.
Really?
Other than the barbecue, there's nothing to recommend Dallas. I mean, honestly, like I've been there 100 times.
Have you really?
I don't like Dallas, and I would like to see them lose in football, baseball, hockey, tiddlywinks, elections,
Okay. I went. I went
football.
there. I went there a year and a half ago for the first time. Had dinner at Nick and Sam's Steakhouse, and sat right across from Zeke Elliott, of all people. Had a really, really good dinner there. But
I'm not saying you can't get a bad meal. I mean, I'll take you to Al Biernat's up there in
no, I
Highland
hear
Park. I mean,
you.
there's a great Venezuelan little diner that but I wanted to go to Tampa. And that being said, I don't know that we didn't get the better pass through, right? I mean, Tampa would have been tougher. Oriole
Maybe.
fans were rooting for the Rangers, thinking, well, this will be easier. I don't know.
Yeah,
The
I don't know
Rangers
about
hit the
that
ball.
either. I don't know about that either. That's a good hitting team there. Pitching is a little suspect, but they can hit the ball. So we'll see. I think our pitching staff is better than theirs, but anything can happen in any series. We know that. It's not the best of 30, it's the best of 7, right? So we'll see how it plays out, and gotta win one game at a time, just to use an old cliche.
Well, I went back and I looked at in 14 at the Royal Series with Luke and getting swept. And it feels like it was awful. It was terrible. They were swept. They lost by two runs, one run, and one. They lost 2-1 in game three and 2-1 in game four. So if you want to think about how these games go, and just watching the Phillies win and watching, Arizona go into Milwaukee and win, watching Texas go into that empty blimp down in Tampa. How about that as a story? They're going to build a
Nice.
stadium for a franchise that has no fans and hasn't had any fans in 25 years.
But it'll have a dome, which will make the it'll be temperature controlled. We
It's
know it gets
already
very
temperature controlled in Tropicana. They've had a dome there for 40 years.
be better temperature control. How about that? 30,000 fans will fit the new place. It's plenty of space for the 19,000 that attended the games, right? Or so, whatever the
I
number
would
was.
say, and so Major League Baseball doesn't credential me, right? Like this is, I own the place, I'm on the air every day, but they're full of integrity. They're very transparent. Just ask them when you can find John Angelos. So I'm going to buy a ticket in Texas for game three and four and sit in the stands. Luke's going to
Nice.
have his press credential. So I haven't been to that ballpark. So when I did the ballpark tour in 15, it didn't exist. The Atlanta Stadium didn't exist either. So if you believe in things working out the way they should work out, I'll wind up in Atlanta later on so I can see John Angelos' city that he showed Wes Moore down there in Atlanta later in the month. But I haven't been to Atlanta, haven't been to Texas. So for me, it's kind of exciting. I'm going to see a new ballpark. Which I feel like I've been to all of them. This is a great. Believe me, there was nothing that was ever going to get me to Dallas, Texas to see this ballpark. It's not a playoff game. Last time I was in Dallas was for U2 about 6 years ago. U2 played down in the big football stadium down there, and I went down there for that. But this is an unlikely matchup, right? Like, I don't know that we've spent a whole lot of time talking about playing the Texas Rangers in October. We spent time talking about the Astros, talking about the Rays, talking about just getting there and what pitchers are going to pitch. As I said to Luke, you're going to tell me Bradish, Rodriguez, and Means are going to pitch this week? We would have never have discussed that in June or July in a playoff series. We wouldn't have discussed the bye. I mean, this team has put itself in a position to resurrect the brand, get a new lease deal done with this guy that owns the team, and create memories for our fans the way Delmon Young did a decade ago. This is where the memories are made. This is where the juice of having this is why we built the stadium 30 years ago, was to have moments like this. So, and I hope the weather holds up. I hope we play a long time. I hope we play a month here. I hope they take all your money and Mr. Coons's money on ALCS tickets and World Series tickets. And the city deserves this. The city deserves to still be playing baseball next week.
You know what's wild, Nestor, is that this is Pittsburgh week, and I don't recall the last time it felt this quiet in the week leading up to a game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I know that some of the luster has gone from you don't have the Hines Ward, Ed Reed anymore, the Ray Lewis, Jerome Bettis, Ben Roethlisberger, et cetera, but it's still the Steelers, right? You don't hear, but I haven't heard much talk about the Steelers this week. It's been Orioles, Orioles, Orioles about 95% of the time.
You know what's amazing is you just said something. You said when you talk about the Steelers and the Ravens, you think about Ed Reed and Hines Ward. And that picture showed up on my timeline of the two of them with the official between them trying to
Oh,
separate them. And I thought,
man.
oh, I miss that. I
That was
miss that.
the Hatfields and McCoys, right? And
I
which
miss that.
I saw that series with a three-part series with Kevin Costner. But it is reminiscent of just such a blood feud. It didn't get any better than that. Bark Scott and Joey Porter Jr. and Todd Heap, and man, oh man, it was just full of storylines, wasn't it, back in the day?
Well, storyline this weekend might be that the kid plays for the Steelers. I don't know,
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters if
Boy,
they're all.
why are they high on Kenny Pickett? I mean, if
I
I
don't.
still had a relationship with Mike Tomlin, I would ask him because nobody else was really high on Kenny Pickett. He hasn't done anything that stands out as sensational. He reminds me of, Hoyer or like one of these backup.
You know
Case
what?
Keenum. He just reminds me of a guy like we don't go in and say we got Kenny Pickett. We're going to kick your ass. I don't know what the Steelers were thinking with that. It's like they outthought everybody else in the league
Well,
that
no,
they
it
would
was
want this guy instead of Anthony Richardson or get into the lottery and pick one of these guys. And I don't think Tomlin has enough juice to make it to the lottery. I don't think if
No.
they go 3-14 this year, he's going to get fired.
Yeah, maybe. But you know what? I think Pickett's the second best quarterback on that team. I think Mitch Trubisky is a better quarterback. I'm more afraid of Trubisky and his arm. At least he can get the ball downfield with accuracy. Now, he also turned it over, but the better quarterback to me, the one that passes the eye test, is Trubisky. But they picked Pickett in the draft because there was nobody else available. They were quarterback needy, and instead of making the trade, well, actually, they did try to trade. They traded for Trubisky. It didn't work out. I just don't think. Plus, their offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, he's under the gun. He's under fire as well. Hasn't
Yeah,
done a
that's
good
just
job in
stupid
play
fan
calling.
stuff. I've been doing this a long time. When stupid fans start yelling about the coordinator, it means your quarterback sucks. It means your team sucks. The coordinator doesn't suck. It like
No, I disagree with you. I do think
I don't
there's something
buy
to
that.
that.
I'm not buying that.
I saw Matt Canada at Maryland. Okay, I'm glad he's their coordinator. We'd run it. You think we ran Greg Roman out of Baltimore? We'd run him out in about
Saw
a
Matt
week.
Canada after a kid died in the middle of the field, and the guy who was
Okay,
responsible went running for cover, and he had to come in
look,
and
I'm not saying that a
run the
good human
dealership
being.
for a minute.
No, I'm not saying that a good human being. All I'm saying is it's OC. Look, it's taken them a long time to figure out. They still haven't figured out that Jalen Warren is a better running back than Najee Harris. I mean, seriously,
You know what would
Ward,
make Matt Canada a really good offensive coordinator? Ben Roethlisberger
better
at
quarterback,
32.
a better quarterback.
Right, and Hines Ward on the outside, and Jerome Bettis in the backfield, or who was the kid that turned down all the money? I keep forgetting his name.
Oh, Le'Veon Bell?
Le'Veon Bell. Thank you. Yeah. Le'Veon Bell, and that
I know.
makes Matt Canada really smart. It does.
No, but look, I think better coordinators enhance talent, amplify talent, and worse ones diminish it. That's my opinion. And look, they've got some problems. Mike Tomlin had some problems. This is a big game for the Steelers. They're 1-3. They dropped this one, of course, they go to 1-4. Deep, deep hole in the division.
Well, there's a lot of teams building deep holes in division. Bengals are there, right?
Ooh.
At this point, Browns got the week off, right? For me, the going to Pittsburgh here for the Ravens this week, this should be a victory, right? Like
Should be.
I and the way we feel about the team right now, much like the Orioles, they're rounding into shape, right? I mean, Humphrey's back on the field. Stanley might play this week. OBJ, Bateman, getting these guys back out on the field. A full contingent of this team on the field, let's say in Arizona 3 weeks from now. I mean, forget Detroit next week going to London. That's a little bit of a crapshoot. But by Halloween, if they can get all of these bodies on the field, you talked about Williams. Obviously, Humphrey hasn't played at all. We're into the middle of October now. Getting him on the field, Stanley, their best players, right? OBJ, they gave him $15 million. He hadn't played in 2 weeks. So, like, And he hasn't played all that well.
You
and
know
when they
what?
play, the
Just
offense only wants to throw the ball 19
look,
times.
In my mind, I'm adding that 15 million to Lamar's contract because he was a catalyst in Lamar Jackson signing. So if he never plays another down again, I'm okay with it, to be frank with you. And he may,
Yeah.
and you know, look, he's got Kim Kardashian on this side. He's a little distracted. I'm not so sure that football is his main priority right now.
What would have given you that idea? That was it Steve Bisciotti talking about his humility and how humble he appeared to be in 5 minutes? I mean, you watch this guy's act for 10 years, and then say he's humble. I mean, like,
Look,
it takes a billionaire with an agenda to say that, because
the
he
best
wouldn't say that to
ability.
me in an interview. But of course, I'm not allowed to interview Steve Bisciotti. I'm not. No. His air is different than my air.
But the best ability is availability, and we just I think our entire fan base is tired of seeing unavailable players, whether it's Stanley, whether it's Marcus Williams. And that's the sad thing is these guys, a lot of these guys are healthy when they get here, and then they get injured for the first time in their career. Really bizarre, really odd that
Well,
happened in
Roquan
Baltimore.
Smith and Patrick Queen, I know you and I talked about it on Monday, how the defenses looked, how the defenses played. I talked about this in August, is all the oxygen given to the offense and passing, and we're going to throw for 6,000 yards. Over what 3 seasons, Lamar? What 3 seasons is that going to be?
Wow,
because they don't
not even two? Man.
Listen, they don't want to throw the football. I've said this since the minute they drafted the kid. They don't really want to throw the football.
They don't want to
it's a
turn
backup
it over.
Plan.
But they don't want to turn it over. And that's the whole thing. In the NFL, if you don't turn the ball over, you win. And they have a running game and they have a defense. And as long as Lamar Jackson and Roquan Smith are available, this team has a chance to win every game it's in.
Well, defensively, that's where they win this week, is against this kid that can't play. Who might be gimpy a little bit, and
oh,
if they bring Trubisky,
he'll be gimpier after the game. I guarantee you that.
Well,
they're going to get after him. Defense and running game travels well. The Browns found out about that last week, and I'm pretty sure that the Steelers are going to find out about it this week as well.
I think it's unfair to Lamar this week, and for me, I take all the grief on YouTube about hating Lamar and what. Lamar has been incredibly efficient throwing the football. Hadn't taken care of the football as well as he needs to take care of the football and carrying the football. But I have talked about this from the minute he was drafted, that you can talk about all these wide receivers and all the money they've spent on Beckham and all that. They don't want to throw the football. How many times this year are they going to throw the football more than 30 times? It's going to be on a hand. They're going to run the football
When they fall behind. But again, they're very efficient. He's completing high percentage passes, and that's the thing with the Monken offense. The quarterback doesn't have to be super accurate. He's got to be in the area. But we've seen him the passes to Zay Flowers, a touchdown pass to Mark Andrews. He's put some dime pieces out there, Nestor. He's put some good stuff on film.
There's no doubt about that. He throws the ball better than you think he throws the ball, but he's going to throw the ball less than the offseason would.
But that's not his fault, but that's by design, though. They're still going to be a running team, as you mentioned. They're built to run. Their offensive line is built to run. That's
when they
part of
run well, they don't need to pass.
That's
right?
The same
Literally.
Thing with the Browns. The Browns have an offensive line built to run block for Nick Chubb. It wasn't built to pass protect Deshaun Watson. And so when your quarterback goes down, your running back goes, star running back goes down, you have to have a contingency plan. But the thing with the Ravens is they still have Lamar Jackson upright. As long as he's upright, as long as Smith is upright on the other side, Roquan Smith, this team has a chance in every game they're in. Shame they lost the Colts game, really. This team should be 4-0 without a question.
Well, and if they were 4-0 right now, we'd be feeling different about their oxygen, but they'll be 4-1 by Sunday afternoon,
should
right?
Should be. But, you know, I don't know. Mike Tomlin might be in trouble here.
Well, it's been a long time. I mean, if Harbaugh had one of these, if Lamar didn't work out, Lamar gets hurt again on October the 21st and doesn't play. The people that give me a hard time about Lamar, and I don't read all the comments, especially on YouTube, because these people don't know who I am. But I'm hard on Lamar, and Lamar can do no right. Lamar hasn't been. I get a hard time because I say Lamar runs in the linebackers. Lamar hasn't played a game in December in 3 years. So it would be like talking about Felix Bautista right now. He's not available. And if you're not availability, you know, to your point, we talked about Humphrey and Stanley and the guys that have had trouble getting on the field. I mean, Luke took it a step further this week with Ronnie Stanley. He's like, they need to draft a left tackle.
Of course they do.
They
need a left tackle and a cornerback with in the first two rounds of this upcoming draft. If they don't draft a left tackle and a cornerback, then there's something wrong with them.
It says something to me that you're paying $15 to $20 million a year to these two cats. And the first thing you're talking about in October is we need to replace them because they haven't been on the field. And they've won games without them, but they can't win in January without Ronnie Stanley and Marlon Humphrey.
No,
they can't.
They can't. Well, look, to me.
Let alone Lamar. I mean, Lamar is the most important part, right?
Look, once if this team gets a big lead such as the one they had against the Browns and late when Tyler Huntley came in, if Ronnie Stanley was available at that time, of course he wasn't, I'd pull him off the field too. Same thing with Humphrey. Some of these guys, I would just pull them off the field, put them on a pitch count because I want them healthy when it really counts, and that's the playoffs. Now, that's how I would slow roll this thing. Same thing with Rashad Bateman. Bateman, I'd leave him on the bench, whatever, just warm, you know, just do whatever. I want this kid for the playoffs, and we'll deal with him in the offseason.
Well, got to get him healthy. Got to get all these guys healthy for sure. It's a great weekend, Dennis. I'm excited. My schedule is – and this is, you know, as we record this on a Thursday, if you have tickets, you don't even know when they're playing or who they're playing. You have no idea what's going on Sunday. Like Sunday, it's like, well, the Steelers game's at 1. I know that. Are the Orioles at 4? Are they at 3? Are they at 6? Are they at 8? Are we home? Am I out? I told everybody, Major League Baseball, they do what they want. And God bless this Billy Joel concert. I hope we don't get rain early on. If you're listening on Sunday morning I hope we win on Saturday and all that. It's just a big month for us, for all of us who love Baltimore sports, who've hung in, whose last name's Aparicio, who's hung in on baseball my whole life, who's got all the old ticket stubs from 79 and 83 and 96 and 97. And I want some good memories this month. And
good.
I hope that they hold their own. I mean, the fans here, every Melanie from Dundalk I know who's loved this team her whole life, who's bought season tickets for 40 years, 13-game plan, can't afford playoff tickets because they're too expensive. I hope everyone gets what they came for, from a baseball standpoint. We've all wanted it. We've waited a long time. I'm not the guy that went down there and watched them lose 120 games. Luke did. Luke went down there to 70 of those games for years and years and years. For the people that have invested, for the people that I see so excited about the Orioles, they have Christmas ornaments on their tree. They consider the Angelos family members. I want them to win for these people. I want a World Series for everybody not named me. I want it for every Don Mohler, every Oriole fan out there. I want them to win.
And then there's my mother, all 85 years of her. This past Monday, she said, son, when are the Orioles playing again? Who are they playing? What time? What channel?
Mom, I can't tell you when they're playing. I don't know.
My point is, she's all in. She still doesn't speak English very well, doesn't understand, doesn't comprehend English very well, but she loves her Orioles, and she can't wait to watch them on TV. And she's just counting on me to tell her when so she can turn on the TV set and watch them.
Well, I just hope they're not playing concurrently with the Steelers on Sunday, right? I hope we don't have.
Hey, DVR. That's the beauty of DVR.
I can't DVR in Twitter in real time. I'm a social media maven. You know this, Dennis.
Well, you know what? I am too sometimes, but I may be fishing. I may be taping both games, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know what? The most important thing with you, and I have my app right here. This is the most important thing for Dennis Colatsos on day off. Hold on. What Sunday you're off, right? Sunday?
Yep.
50% chance of rain, 66 degrees. That's not a fishing day. That's
not
a good
fishing day. Of course it is. Absolutely is.
Fish bite more in the rain?
They don't care. They're already wet. But you don't have sunlight, so they're not blinded by the sun, so they're more active. They're feeding more. You curse sunny days. You want overcast rainy days. It's great. Believe me when I tell you that. But it's all good. It's all great. Whether you're fishing, watching the Orioles, watching the Ravens, it's great to be in Baltimore.
You're getting too intellectual with me on the fishing thing. I just, you're thinking like a fish right now. And, I need you to think like a offensive coordinator for the Ravens on Sundays. But I need you to think.
I'm a better offensive coordinator with Ronnie Stanley, left tackle, than Patrick McCary. That's for sure.
Can you think like a closer that can throw 102 or no?
Hey, you know what? I can pray about that. Whew. Well, they got one of those guys, but he's a little inconsistent in Fujinami, but that's another subject for another day.
I can't have you throwing balls coming out of the bullpen in October. It can't be ball one. It cannot be ball one.
Not at all. This is a show where we talk about balls and strikes. That's how we see them, folks. Nestor, I appreciate you as always. Stay well. We'll take a quick break and come back right after this.